All right, Mike, that's how we're feeling out there. The weather is nice and purdy, and we got Bernard Pretty Purdy right here on the kit. You know what I'm saying? Hope you're enjoying everything. Showing some love to our wonderful artists out here. Our wonderful artists right here on stage. Share out the artist market. But now, give it up for the smorgasbord of sound with some of the baddest musicians alive, anchored by none other than the Mississippi Bigfoot himself, Bernard Pretty Purdy. Y'all, give it up! Thank you.
We got Mr. O'Teal Burbage. I say we got Mr. O'Teal Burbage. I say we got Mr. O'Teal Burbage. On the drums, we got the man, the grand old master himself, Mr. Bernard Purdy. I say we got Mr. Bernard Purdy. I say we got Mr. Bernard Purdy. This man is responsible for over 400-500 recordings and songs that you hear. Everything by Aretha, everything by Donny Hathaway, everything came out of Electric Atlantic. And we're going to turn him on to you. Y'all want him, Blake? I say, y'all want to hear him play? Y'all want to hear Bernard play? Kick it, Bernard. Got to acknowledge Mr. Alvin Ford kicking it. Since I've been elected to be the spokesman here, like Obama, I don't know if you know who these dudes are. But you got some of the greatest people, musicians that ever walked the planet. And I'm going to let them introduce you. I might pronounce your name wrong, so I'm going to let you introduce yourself from the right all the way down.
Yeah, I'm Corey Henry, trombone player.
Corey Henry.
Farnell Newton.
Yes.
Chris Royal.
Yes. Give him a mic.
There you go. Will Blaze. Thank you.
Will Blaze. You got a mic? Well, we do. This is, I just said his name, huh? Bernard Purdy. You want to come out?
Folks, you have to forgive me because I'm acting the fool tonight. And it's all worth it. The food down here has got me all... I'm enjoying myself. Oh, boy! You know, I'm a cook myself. Damn, boy, being down here, I don't need to cook. This is wonderful. I just want you guys to know this, this young old man. I have been watching him now for a couple of years. And please don't get me wrong. I don't worry about anybody. But my biggest problem is with him is that he looks good doing it. Now, I can't have nobody looking better than me doing what I do. Now, that's out of the question. Go ahead, man.
Say what you got to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bernard Pretty Purdy. Give it up one time for him, y'all.
And for me, you have to forgive me because the bassist is always the one that, no. No. See, I've been knowing him too long, see. See, I can get away with it, because I hire him a lot. You know, I pay him well. And, well, I'm not paying him tonight. Oh, no, excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with Leo. Nobody asked you to be the spokesman.
You got it, brother. Your world.
Oh, no, I'm mad at him because the missus didn't come to see me. Because she's supposed to be cooking. And my steak is ready. Yeah, I'm going, I got to tell her like it is. Because I went and bought my barbecue because they're coming to New York. And I'm ready. I'm ready. So I'm going to have a ball here tonight. And for those of you who want to spend some money with me tonight, you see, it's brand new. I am so happy that I got selected from Jim Marshall's clothes. I am a Jim Marshall protege. See me after the show. And for those of you who don't want the shirt, I have my book with me. And we're on our third printing in 1 year, and I am happy as a lark. But I'm going to turn this all over back over to
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, huh? All right. All right. That's what are you going to be tonight, huh?
I love you. That's me.
We're going to have some music. Go ahead, Leo.
I just want to tell you one story. When I first met this dude, and we're going to play some music, I was hired to do a movie session in L.A. when I was living in there. It's a movie called White Men Can't Jump.
And I'm standing in the control room. I never met this dude, but I've heard about him, of course. For the first guy come in and sat down with the bass, and I've never met him either, a guy by the name of Chuck Rainey. I said, what's your name, man? He said, Chuck Rainey. I know you don't know who that is. Maybe you do. Anybody know who Chuck Rainey is? Played on everything you could think about. All the Steely Dan stuff. So I'm sitting through. I'm like in the middle of this, in the middle. So I'm sitting down, and up come this dude. He was about 500 pounds then. So up come this guy, and I'm saying, who is this? See, I don't think you even know this, Bernard. I say, who is this? And the guy said, that's Bernard Purdy. I said, oh, man. I said, let me get out of here. Let me run. So I'm in the middle of these two great musicians, and we did the movie White Men Can't Jump together. Yes, my man.
And guess what? We're still getting paid for it.
That's right. I love that. Big time. Y'all all right? I have the pleasure of introducing one of New Orleans' own, another queen of soul here. We got room for another one, right? We got another room for another queen of soul here, right? Let's bring on Miss Erica Falls. I'm gonna start this from the beginning. Miss Erica Falls, come on, y'all. Come on, man. If y'all don't make no more noise than that, we're gonna get off. All of us gonna get off the stage and jump in the water.
How y'all feeling out there? You feeling all right? Such a beautiful day. Now that the rain has passed, it's good to see all your beautiful faces out there. We're gonna get y'all moving and grooving. Is that all right? All right, y'all.
Before you sing this, I'm so honored by you picking a song, one of my songs. You know, I'm tripping hard. So, anyway, you got it, girl.
Hey, I got to honor the people who made the way for me, you know? Yes. Hit y'all with some of the legendary meters. How y'all feel about that right there? I am honored. He said he's honored. I'm honored. Yeah. Turn you loose.
Side to side.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ole.
I'm about to do a section. Give me the mic, there's no stand. So I'm about to do a section chocolate here. Section chocolate.